Caprio, whatever, streaming here. I think I really want to stream about this because, yeah, something like this. Or Brahmakund. I can have a stream about that. Why not? To bring up this thing with Vaishnava Seva, how I speak to devotees here that, yes, this is a rental building for where Vaishnavas had their homes. In other words, where they had found shelter. And some of those Vaishnavas are... gave the best years of their life and so on. So... and then spoke with someone was about this. And there is a mystical thing there that I can't figure out. Maybe you can help. But I say that those who are in charge of this building, they cannot have the opportunity to do Vaishnava Seva, serve the devotees here, make sure they have nice apartments and so on. And we help each other, because that's really what this is all about. Being friends with the Vaishnava, with the devotees, and help each other and support each other. And the response I got was more like, why are you just trying to change something? It's good the way it is. Well, who are you talking about? The ones in charge of the building. And the discussion became a bit surrealistic because it sounded like proposing that this building needed an administration was kind of strange, or unrealistic, I spoke to someone here and said so, that, well, that would require organization. And I said, well, you know, running a commercial building in Stockholm, rental with apartments where you charge rent from people, especially Vaishnavas, high rent as well, that's a business and you need organization. Do you think that this building takes care of itself? And we can even make a little theater of it. He stands up there. But you know, you ran a restaurant yourself. You're a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. And me too, had a company. Both of us know that, don't we? You can't run a restaurant without an organization. You can't have a rental property without having an organization, small or big, but able to take care of it. Especially take care of the economy in a responsible way. So yeah, and we go on here, and well, I could add that my only concern is, you know, having seen how things work, having been a temple president and a leader in ISKCON myself, even higher up, and I know very well how it works, how it worked, and I just don't hope we see that again, that, oops, temporary president is gone. There's an empty seat here. Who's going to grab it? And then all of a sudden we find, I already saw it, old temple presidents from other countries suddenly sitting in the garden here and saying, hi, hi, Haribo. You know, it seemed to me it used to be almost a profession among some, especially Americans and, you know, those who just come in from another country and seem very able and very good leaders and very good knowing everything and speaking very loudly. Sometimes they got thrown out of their home countries because they were problematic. Sometimes they tried to take over there. Maybe they were, you know, even narcissist psychopath types, which are not uncommon. And then you go to another country if you blow it in your own country and, yep, now I made it. Now I'm Mr. Big here. I'm in charge of that temple, that project here. These devotees are now doing what I tell them to do, and I am now free to use the money the way I like. I mean, there are temptations. And I'm not accusing anyone or being critical, I'm just being realistic, saying that, you know, we are here in Sweden, these projects here are built up by devotees here in Sweden. Many of us, having joined here, again, given the best years of our lives to ISKCON Sweden. And we want to do it now our way, the Swedish way. We are fed up with this. Especially coming, zooming in from other countries, just taking over. I'd rather see a young devotee who grew up here who's humble, who has a good understanding of Krishna consciousness, and who is a good servant of the devotees, to be the temple president here. We don't need those big shots who live in a world of winners and losers or whatever. We have a flat structure here in Sweden. So that's all my concern, that hey, it's time to listen to us. The founders and early pioneers who, some of us did huge personal sacrifices to build all that which we find here and that you youngsters can take advantage of. Which makes again the responsibility for those who step in and take that management responsibility for this building, for instance, on their shoulders. That, hey, you better do this right. These projects are built by so many devotees working in bhakti yoga, devotional service, without salary. It's like a murti to me. And that's why I care. Otherwise I could move to another apartment. I've got other options, and I don't demand or expect or ask for any thing for myself. except that the house should be warm properly in the winter and for everyone. I'll survive, but I'm thinking about the other devotees. Some are aging here in this building. So yeah, I'm insisting. And Krishna is. Those who call themselves my devotees are not my devotees, but those who call themselves devotees are my devotees are my devotees. And yes, I'm repeating it over and over again. Think about that and what it means, what Krishna says, not what I say.